all local advertising. We do a ton of the charity events, like the food fight and the caring shops, and, you know, give away a ton of product to all the charities. And then for gifts, I mean, we do advertise a little bit. We advertise in Folio. We have a couple great trade relationships. It's very funny because it's a completely different market, which we didn't intend it to be, but it just sort of grew into, like, up here, where it's a very corporate company. Really, your main customer base is very corporate. And so as a result, we always advertise sort of on, like, AM 690 and all these, like, kind of conservative channels.
Yeah.
Push it one way. And then here, I think partly because of the neighborhood that we're in and the all-natural bit,
yeah,
our customer base is, like, very artsy, very hippie, very liberal.
Yeah.
So it's just sort of funny because we've never kind of
had to dabble into that. Yeah. You're, like, exact opposite. Yeah. As far as marketing. So, yeah.
And so people have kind of, especially with this big national movement towards go local, go local, and American Express Small Business Saturday and all those kind of local things, there's a trend for that. So we've sort of pushed ourselves towards the, like, we're kind of the anti-corporate. We're cool. We advertise on NPR.
Right. Yeah. You're, like, hip and cool now. Yeah. What do y'all do for your online stuff?
Online, we do a little bit of Google AdWords. We just, you know, make sure we're on everything. Like, I think we pay to be on, like, upgraded stuff on Yext. We regularly send out emails to, like, our good customers to get them to do, like, Yelp reviews and Google reviews and things like that. We did sponsor this year the Celiac Tour, which is, like, I think they're in, like, 8 different cities throughout the year, and they're big festivals for gluten-free people or whatever. So we sponsor that by giving samples and, like, these discount coupons to go back to our website.
That's very cool.
And we have, like, Celiac Awareness, like, a banner ad on their website. We've dabbled in a little bit of, like, some national gluten-free magazines.
Uh-huh.
It's a little more doable for us because it's such a niche market.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, even, like, since Peterbrook was, like, we never had great internet sales because it's so expensive. Like, a lot of people will say, like, do an internet business or whatever, but it is so expensive.
Right. No, I totally understand, because with chocolate, it's like you're competing with Godiva and all these other chocolate companies, but when you can narrow down your product to something so specific, like you said, as, like, the gluten-free, you can kind of get a little bit more specific as to how you can target people and the best ways to reach them. So you don't have to reach as many people. You can weed out people that, you know, may not be interested in what you have to offer.
Yeah, so it's been a learning curve. I mean, we've reached a lot of those people. The first year, you know, it was like we spent a lot of money on internet advertising and didn't get the results we wanted because our website wasn't where it needed to be. I mean, aesthetically, it looked great, but it didn't give the information they wanted. Like, those people are so specific on the ingredients. And where is that? Like, in our past, you could send out some popcorn without a label and no one cared, but if we send out something where the ingredient label is not exactly correct, that person's wanting their money.